My people, what's going on? Welcome back to Chima Chats Foot. I am your host, Chima, of course. Who else, right? We got to talk about Liverpool. We are through to the fifth round of the FA Cup. 3-1, we defeated Cardiff. And you know, we don't do too much on the FA Cup games, but I wanted to talk about just a little bit of the game flow and how it went. Whoa, great to see Harvey Elliott back. Luis Diaz made his debut, so there's a lot to unpack here. The first half of the game, we're trying our best to make this attack work, but you could tell, you know, we could have used Mo Salah, or we could have used Sadio Mane. You know, they're players that are so good that when they're gone, you know, and this just proved that Liverpool's squad depth is a bit better than people maybe made out. Just due to the fact that a lot of people were like, oh, man, when you all lose Mane and Salah, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Well, we haven't lost a game. And I believe we've won them all, you know. I don't know of any result that we haven't been able to win. So, but before we do that, I have to give a shout-out to Sadio Mane. You know, I feel like all of the West African countries were rooting for Senegal. And being a member of that cohort, I was really happy to see Sadio Mane gain some redemption. You know, missing a pen in the final. Interesting little bit of gamesmanship. Mo Salah comes up to Gabianski, the Egyptian goalkeeper, who was outstanding all tournament, one of the best players of the tournament. Shout out to Aboubakar from Cameroon, 8 goals as well. Really incredible player. And he saves the pen, and you see immediately Mane's like, come on, keep going. He's the talisman, he's the leader. You know, if he would have let his head drop, all of a sudden everybody's like, okay, man, you know, their confidence is going to get rattled too. They're going to be a bit shaky as well. But, you know, what does Sadio Mane do? He says, hey, let's get back up. You know, he starts G-ing the crowd back up, getting everybody back into it. The game itself, not exactly a Rory Jennings says a delectable medley of footballing splendor. It wasn't that. It was, you know, it's not, international football is never going to have the same pace of club football. The quality of players is not at that level, but the result was Sadio Mane, you know, brought Senegal's first ever African Cup of Nations back home. You know, that's the important thing here. That's such an epic achievement for someone from Bambali, small town in Senegal. Sadio Mane is an incredible player. You know, hasn't been his quote-unquote best year. And, you know, that happens to all players. But football is about legacy. Football is about, that's why I always say, hey, City, you can win a bunch of titles now. When we touch your club, it feels hollow. There's no legacy. There's no real legends that aren't 10 years old. Chelsea's pretty similar, you know. But you don't want to be a club like Arsenal or like United or like Liverpool for a while where you have to live off your legacy. You know, you can't make any new legacy. Legacy and history are made every day. And for Sadio Mane to, and a quick word on Mo Salah, it was devastating to see Mo Salah in tears. He also, you know, this also means everything for him and his country. But at the end of the day, the simple fact that there was both of Liverpool's biggest stars are in the attacking stars, at least, are in the same competition. One of them was always going to lose. One of them was always going to end in tears. One of them was always going to feel like they let their country down. And that's not easy to watch because you're a bit torn. But that's sport, right? Especially international football. The game is about glory. Sadio, and I mean, Mo didn't even get to take a penalty. Mo likes to, if you ever see Mo Salah come on the field, he comes out last. He always likes to do things as the hero. That's just his nature. So he wanted to take the fifth penalty. Unbeknownst to him, he's not even going to get a chance to do that. Sadio Mane steps up and blasts a rocket of a penalty. I mean, it's typical. Sadio Mane is not a finesse player. He's a power player. And sometimes, we saw on the first penalty, that can give the keeper a bit more inclination of what you might do. And maybe that was Mo whispering in his ear saying Sadio always goes left or Sadio always goes right. But the first penalty is saved. We're talking about the mentality. The mentality to step up and to finish that penalty and finish the game, finish the tournament. You know, bring the African Cup of Nations back to West Africa. I love that. You know, I absolutely was rooting for Senegal. It was just great to see Sadio because at the end of the day, Sadio has always played second fiddle to Mo Salah. Always, always, always. And that's for great reason. Mo Salah is the best player in the world. So it's not easy to overtake him all the time. And people forget, Sadio Mane is also a Golden Boot winner, African Ballon d'Or winner. You know what I mean? He has individual accolades that are rivaling almost any footballer's career. Happy for him to get that. Very, very delighted. I wanted to touch on the African Cup of Nations, just to congrats Senegal. Congratulations to Alou Cisse. Awesome to see a coach, nice dreadlock coach out there representing. I think that that's important. And imagine winning the very first title for your country in history. You know how many children are watching that? Do you know how many of the next generation of footballers are watching that? So once again, congrats to Senegal for playing an amazing tournament and being the rightfully deserved champions. You know, Sadio Mane, player of the tournament, get in there. Mendy was, even though he's a Chelsea keeper, you got to say Mendy's a beast. He's won me over. I didn't know what the fuss was about this guy, but the more I watch Mendy, the more I'm like, no. He's the real deal. Chelsea can spend $70 million on a keeper like Kepa and get it wrong and then just do it again, right? So they finally got it right with him. He's the real deal. He's a really good player. Saved a pen. I was watching. I said, Mendy, you need to save at least one of these. You know, unlike Dean Henderson for Manchester United. So their FA match, I couldn't resist. He didn't save a single penalty. But once again, congratulations to Alou Cisse and everybody at the Senegal camp. The Lions of Tanganga are champions of Africa. Big up yourself. Moving back to the Liverpool game, like we even forgot I was talking about it, right? It was great to see Jota on the score sheet. He's slowly becoming Liverpool's second most important player as far as in the offensive ranks, and that's okay. How amazing was it to see Luis Diaz and Harvey Elliott double barrel shotgun introduced? If I'm a defender, I'm a midfielder on any team, seeing both of those gentlemen on the touchline ready to come in is going to, it's going to make me think twice about, you know, what I have going on. Curtis Jones, I thought that he had a pretty bad game. You know, there was a point in this game where maybe Liverpool just started to shoot from 30 yards and we're skying them and we're skying them and we're skying them. The Cardiff fans are singing It's Coming Home, maybe to mock English fans, but they don't know that we're Scousers. We're not really English. Actually, we're not English at all. So it's just interesting. They can head back to, I mean, I hope they get relegated, honestly. Pretty, pretty despicable fans, the Bluebirds. Of course, 40 minutes to sing about, to sing the Steven Gerrard song. It blows my mind. It blows my mind how Chelsea's the other awful set of fans that do that all the time. Even in games when they're not playing Liverpool. It is bizarre. It's bizarre. But anyways, Diogo Jota gets the first goal. The first half was kind of lackluster. Jota had he was fed in by Keita, does a great, Jota has a way of doing this little nutmeg turn where he is has his back to the goal and he turns with the inside of his right foot and simply kind of taps the ball in between the legs of the defender and then he spins and that creates a one-on-one chance. He's done it a couple of times before and he did it again here. But in the first half, maybe 4 minutes in, he rifles it, but the keeper just makes a good save. And slowly but surely, the Bluebirds were gaining in confidence. And I'm thinking, like, not another one of these games where you get this low block team and they absolutely just frustrate the life out of you. But we end up with some great play from Minamino, who was also, I got to shout out him. Minamino gets his body in between, fights for a 50-50 ball. And that's why Jurgen Klopp likes Minamino. We think of him as a bit of a silky tight space controller, but he's a battler, he's a scrapper, and that's what I like about, and so is Jota. That's an underrated quality of both those players. Minamino gets his body in the way, he's able to draw the foul, and then here comes Trent, lines up a great ball right over the penalty spot, and Diogo Jota, despite being I think 5'9", maybe 5'10" at his tallest, gets the header, one nail, and the relief just sweeps through Anfield. We keep moving. Harvey Elliott and Luis Diaz are introduced really in what felt like both of their debuts this season, Harvey having that awful injury that he came back from. And immediately you see what Diaz can do. Direct, gets on the touchline, beats a couple of players, does some amazing footwork to keep the ball in. He pulls it back to Minamino, who is getting better at that late arriving goal. And I think that's Minamino's eighth goal for Liverpool in all competitions. Eight goals for Liverpool. People like to call him a flop. People like to say this, say that. And I was arguing with one of my Chelsea buddies, and, you know, I'm biased about my club. He's obviously biased about his club. But I told him, I said, listen, you know, I said, you guys almost lost to Plymouth and you have your attack cost $300 million. And his response was, Chelsea set up to be solid and not score goals? And I said, yes, you guys play 5-6 at the back. That's true. You're very hard to break down. However, if you didn't want to score goals, why would you spend $50 million on Werner, $65 million on Kai Havertz, $50 million on Pulisic, $100 million on Lukaku? That's almost £300 million. But the team doesn't want to score goals. For me, it's just Thomas Tuchel can't get the best out of those players. And like United, they have a bunch of players who are misfit. They don't fit the system. They're just players that are disjointed, and you put them on the pitch, sometimes things will happen. But anyways, Minamino scores his eighth goal, and I'm happy for him, because if he can get to 10 goals in all competitions, is that not a good return for third or fourth place attacker? I think it is, and I think he has more to show. These cup competitions have allowed him to really ingratiate himself into the team and be a part of the squad, so I'm a big fan of that. As I said, he crashes in that one, and I'm feeling pretty good now, and I'm like, yes, the relief, because I'll be honest, these smaller teams give it everything. I mean, just for them to go to extra time and maybe even penalties would be a victory for them. So we're able to finish it, and Harvey Elliott, of course, with what I believe is the goal of the match, a volley, rifles it into the left corner, great chest control, the defender falls, and that's the reason why he's going to be a starter at 19 years old. Harvey Elliott is going to be one of the best players in the Premier League in the next couple of years, but I think we have to manage his reps a little bit. You know, you don't want someone talked about a Michael Owen type of burnout situation, and I agree with that, but the kid Harvey's he's a special player, and all of a sudden, and they scored one consolation goal. It didn't really matter. Kelleher got lucky to stay on the pitch. I think because Konate was covering him, he escaped with just a yellow. But Kelleher's been taking some pages out of Allison's book of the crazy goalkeeper charging things down. I like it. I respect it. Just be controlled, man, because we can concede. But what we can't give up is a red card to our keeper. Young kid, he'll get better. I don't think he's lost a match that we've played him this year. So shout out to Kilmian Kelleher. Good young keeper, did well. Just great to see, you know, and like I said, all of a sudden the squad is slowly coming together. Thiago, healthy. Divock Origi, healthy. Mo and Salah, they're back. Naby is back. Kai Gordon, he's playing more. Harvey Elliott, he's back. And then we're looking at the cup competitions. I believe we're going to beat Chelsea to take the League Cup, and you just need that little bit of silverware to whet the appetite. You need to win a trophy to say, you know what, this is Liverpool. It's the reason why we have the most trophies in England. Yes, the most trophies in England, right? This is what we do. We're not Johnny Come Latelys, right? We're not a club that didn't exist 20 years ago. This is what we do. We're about winning things. Even when we were bad, Liverpool were terrible under Hodgson. Oh my gosh, man. Even Dalglish, even though we won a cup under Dalglish, we were not good for a long time, but there's one thing about a sleeping giant ready to be awoken, and I think that's what Jurgen Klopp has done to this team. Anyways, let me step off my soapbox. But great win. I think that the team is getting healthier at the right time, and I love the fact that the team is coming together. And now we need to push for the Champions League, League Cup, keep winning games. I mean, City is City, right? They're a cheat code. But we saw in Southampton, you can take points from them. Anybody can get it on any given Sunday. So we're not so worried about, oh, it's impossible to catch City, even though I was on record saying it's very unlikely we can catch them. They just have, they have two 11s, right? So they have 22 players almost that are just awesome, that cost hundreds of millions of pounds, that, like I said, they have a 100 million player in Jack Grealish. He never even really plays or scores or assists consistently. Let me not say he doesn't play, but they can afford that, right? We have to make the most out of this. And I mean, look at this Luis Diaz deal, 30 something million up front, 12 million in add-ons. That's the difference. Liverpool do the best business in the Premier League, right? We're not buying strikers for 100 million and then they're talking about how they want to go back to their old club. You know, we're not getting 37-year-old former club legends who don't fit into our team and quite frankly derail the situation. You know, we're not taking a 100 million pound player from a club and then barely playing him. You know, we have to strike and strike smart. And that is why I always give Liverpool credit, because I believe that they do it the right way. Not a perfect club. What football club is perfect? But I'm proud of the fact that we don't just have bankrolls of money. Get this player, get that player. We've been looking at Luis Diaz for almost a year plus quietly. So, all in all, a great day out for the boys, a great day out for the Reds. You know, that's what we need. And I hope we can continue to carry that form into the League Cup. We're through to the Champions League. I want the Champions League this year very badly. I want the League Cup. I want the league. I want every trophy. We can win two trophies this year. We're talking about legacy. We're talking about Klopp's boys is one of the greatest Premier League teams, you know, of all time. You know, if we can win another Premier League or another Champions League and maybe add a League Cup or an FA Cup to that. And who says we can't? New players, new verve, reinforcement, new money, baby. That's what it's about. Big up the Reds. Wanted to give a quick shout out to all the Reds around the world. The numbers are growing. The analytics are doing great. I appreciate all of you. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And I'm out. Peace.